ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 18 जनवरी 2004। पॉइंट नंबर 20। पावरफुल सोल्स गिव ऑल सोल्स पावर। एट दिस टाइम ऑल सोल्स आर बेगिंग फॉर पावर समर्थ, दैट इज पावर शक्तिया। दे कॉन्स्टेंटली कंटिन्यू टू बेग फॉर थिंग्स इन फ्रंट ऑफ यू नॉन लिविंग इमेजेस। सो द फादर सेज, ओ पावरफुल सोल्स गिव ऑल सोल्स पावर, गिव देम पावर समर्थी। For this it is essential for every child to pay attention to just one thing. Bab Dada also gave you a signal for this, and he has also seen in the result that majority of the children's thought and time are being wasted. For example, if an electrical connection is even slightly loose, or if there is a leakage, you cannot get proper light, electrical power. Similarly, this leakage of rest doesn't allow you to create a powerful stage and constant awareness. Therefore, change the waste into best. Make a saving scheme. Check what percentage was used in the best way and how much was wasted throughout the whole day. If there was 40% waste or 20% waste, then save that. Don't think that only a little was wasted and the rest of the day was fine, because this habit of waste, though being a habit over a long period of time, will deceive you in the last moment. It will make you number wise. It will not allow you to become number one. In the beginning, in order to check himself every night, Father Brahma used to hold court every night. Court of what? Not of children, but he would hold court of his own physical organ. He would order them, "O mind, Chief Minister, this activity of yours is not good. Now you have to work under orders. O sanskars, you have to work under orders. Why was there that fluctuation? What was the reason for that? Find a solution." Every day he held an official court. Hold your court in the similar way, the court of self-sovereignty. So Baba is telling here that souls are begging for power. So what you have to do? You have to give them power, give them shaktiya, give them samarthi. That is your job. For that, what you need is, you need a very strong connection. There shouldn't be any waste. Just as he is giving example of the leakage in electrical connection. If suppose in the electric connection there is a small leakage, the current will not flow. In the similar manner, if there is a leakage or wastage, your current will not flow. What is the leakage? He is saying it is thought and time, two things, and that's why make a saving scheme. Saving scheme for what? Saving thoughts and saving time. Check 40% waste or 20% waste. How much percent is going waste? And suppose if you get into this habit of wasting things, this will become a habit and that will go on for a long time, this habit. That is why he is giving example of Father Brahma. What he used to do? He used to hold court at night. Hold court at night. So court holding, this is the thing we have to do. What he used to do? He used to talk with his own mind. He used to talk with his sanskars. So talking with mind and talking with sanskars. See, this is what is known as self-reflection. Self-reflection, self-analysis, seeing ourselves. Unless and until we do this self-reflection, talk with yourself, because you know, most of the time throughout our daily routine, we do so many things we had never thought about them. They had come out automatically. Suppose all of a sudden somebody comes and shouts, we also shout. Later on we repent. Why did I shout? But at that moment, things were not in my control. That was as if a set of sanskar is there, hidden somewhere in the subconscious mind. Subconscious is mind, you know, is just like this iceberg. This is the water and this is the iceberg, Himkhand, that is known as. If this is the iceberg, Himkhand, only one part of it is seen on the surface, while the nine parts are below. Only 1/10 is on the surface, which you are seeing. So also our sanskars are like that. Only 1/10 is seen on the surface, while 1/10, 9 parts are below this water surface. So we are not aware of those sanskars. We have to talk with sanskar. Baba is teaching us talking with sanskar. Like, for example, if suppose somebody is opposed, criticized, it is possible that person may not accept that criticism. It was a slight, you know, in our hospital, we have medical audits every month. And one person has to present his audit. So when I joined the hospital, many people used to ask many different questions. Some of them almost to the verge of criticism. Why you did this? Why you did that? So I used to feel, array, these people do not know anything about the patient or anything, but they used to oppose, they used to criticize. Lot of criticism. But gradually I learned how to respond. Earlier, a slight anger used to arise. These people, they do not know anything about it. And they are asking 100 questions. What has happened, I alone know. They have no knowledge about it. So I understood, this is my sanskar, ki when I am, otherwise I am not angry at all, but when I am opposed like this or criticized, then I feel something within and I realize I need to work on this. Now the same people are there and I enjoy. If they are not there, I don't feel at ease. Let them be there, then only, unless and until they oppose, they criticize, they should do something, then only I enjoy. I accepted that whatever I do, they are going to oppose. Whatever I do, forget that they will praise or anything, that is not there. If suppose for example there are about, in a month we see about maybe 1400 or 1500 patients. Out of them we admit about 150 or 120 patients. Out of those 120 patients, about 110 patients, they come in a very bad shape or and they get okay and they go. Out of those, some are very serious, maybe about 25 in a month. They were very serious, about to die, and they were saved and they went home happily. Out of all these, one dies. And he has a real reason for his death. Maybe patients had come late or whatever. So we have to present death audit here. Tell why this patient died. Tell everything about it. And they will ask 100 questions at each step. Why you did this, why you did that, everything they will keep on asking. There are few people who will always ask. So, so in that situation I studied myself, ki a slight anger arises, slight, and it goes away after that. But why it is arising even that moment? I need to work on that. And then I worked on it and I understood. Later on, I will say I conquered this very easily. After studying the situation, they are going to, this is the rule of the world. This is the rule of, just as in politics, somebody wins. If you win, the EVM machine is good, electronic voting machine is good. If you lose, then that is at fault. Check it again. So it is everywhere, not only in medical field. Each and every field, people are going to oppose you. People are going to criticize you. If you do demonetization act, it is good. If others are doing, no, it is not going to help them. It is making people uncomfortable. So this is there. If you ban the slaughterhouses, for example in UP, it is not good. If we do that, it is good. If you are making anti-Romeo squads, we are in strong opposition of this. But if we make it in our in our rule, then it is okay. So this goes on everywhere. It's not in one place. Whatever you do in life, people are going to oppose. So that doesn't mean that you are swayed by their opinions. So that is why, work on the sanskar. These sanskar are hidden. They arise in that situation only. Otherwise they don't arise. We also see that many patients, we tell them that he requires urgent admission. And we make entire paper, okay? 3-4 different registers, the entry is done, file is made, patient goes to the ward, after 1 hour the relative comes, we want to go. Why you want to go? Any reason for that matter, marriage is there, or somebody is sick at home, or we want to go, our relatives are in Ahmedabad or some other place, so we want to go immediately. So why in the first place you got admitted? We wrote a full page, treatment sheet, and so many files, so many registries, so many entries, everything has been done everywhere. Now we want to go. Go. So that is the thing. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. Always it will happen. Whatever you do. So the best is to study your own sanskars. Study your own sanskars. What are those hidden sanskars which are yet untouched? I do not know about them. Suppose I remember once I had gone for a bhatti at some other place. One of the person, he just got up and he started asking such critical questions, opposing everything. opposing everything. But he was a very intelligent person. I said, I will talk with you again later on. Because his each and every question was, there are people who don't, who just listen, there are people who analyze, who feel, they want to oppose, they want to criticize, they want to understand the knowledge in depth. So such people are there. Always they would be there. It's not that whatever you say, people are going to accept, yes, 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 yes. This is not going to happen. So such a thing will also be there. So study your own sanskar. Baba is saying, giving example of Father Brahma, he used to talk with his sanskars. What? Why this fluctuation? Why this halchal in you? Talk with the sanskar. Talk with the mind. Oh mind, what are you thinking? You must know your own feelings. Do we know our own feelings? Suppose I went to... Suppose I go to the library, okay, and if I ask Kamlesh, give me this book, he says, no, I am not going to give you this book. This I already promised somebody else. So I have some negative thoughts for him, okay. This thought is there, and next day they are gone. But now this thought was there, this feeling came. My mind had become negative for him for some time. Because he did not give me what I wanted. He opposed me. Something, whatever. Suppose somebody criticizes you. So you don't have... So we always in Sakash, we give so many things. Recently I am working on one very good thing. Pure and positive feelings. Immerse the soul and give him pure and positive feelings. If you don't know what feelings to give him, like love, power, purity, you don't want to give purity. I don't want to give purity to Kamlesh. What I will do is, immerse him and give pure and positive vibrations. Pure and positive feelings. But this is the work. When you don't know undefined what to do with this soul, what feeling to give. He opposed you, he criticized you, he is backbiting you, he is talking against you, casting aspersions on you, deriding you, making fun of you, making you a butt of laughter, insulting you in front of everyone. Such people are always there. Leg pulling. Something they are doing. So what to do? One thing. What Sakash to give them? Pure and positive feeling. That's it. These are different. Use this English word. Use this English word. Pure and positive feelings. When you don't know whether to give love, peace, purity, happiness, they have them, all of them. And even if I give, that doesn't make any change in my feelings for them. I remain negative for them. So that is why what I have to do is, give them pure and positive vibrations, pure and positive feelings. All those who try to oppose you, criticize you, anything for that matter. And I have also seen that gradually their attitude change. Gradually. This feeling, pure and positive feeling, has such powerful effect. In the list of the questions here, we forgot one thing. Power of pure and positive feelings. We just narrated about 10. In that, one more is there, which is the power of pure good wishes and pure feelings. Shubh bhavna, shubh kamna. This is itself a power. So give this pure and positive feelings. Give pure and positive feelings. Keep on giving this. Immerse those soul and give them. Suppose throughout the day, somebody opposed you, somebody criticized you, did not listen to you, disobeyed you, did not talk nicely with you, was not very much sweet with you. So that time, immerse that soul and give pure and positive feeling. There are some who are jealous of you. It will always be there. There are some who do not want that you should go ahead. There are some who want that you should be less creative all the time. You should not become more creative. Otherwise, their position is at stake. So that is why, give everyone pure and positive feelings, vibrations. Om Shanti.